This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity.
Right here on The Real Sign. It was a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Look, check out, if you missed the last segment, go back and get it later. Not now. But truly, check out bleedingbluemovie.com. You can look it up. You'll find it. It'll be easy to find. And it's something you want to watch and see. And if you've got a friend, you know, you can always buy a ticket or buy a pass or buy whatever for a friend on these things. So if you've got a friend that's a police officer, this wouldn't be a bad thing to get them. Seriously. Part of it is they get to know who that you care. Do you know what I'm saying? It's really that simple. And I mean, with everything going on, it doesn't take much to do something nice for these guys. In all sincerity. 855-ROAD-ZERO, 855-732-5563. You know, the more and more you see what's going on, and I guess I'm kind of stuck on this now, where you have Seattle looking to do away with the police department. The numbers are out there. Crime has risen. New York City, Chicago, Seattle, all these places, by exponentially, not by 10%, 11%, 12%, 200%, 300%, 400%. I mean, the thugs are running the streets. Why would I, as a police officer, and please hear me all the way through before you hang up on me, if I'm a cop in the streets, okay? In most cases, just like every other profession, whether you're police, firemen, teachers, whatever. Okay? If I go out to the streets and I've joined because I want to make it a safer place, a better place for my kids, for your kids, and you as a family, I don't mind keeping it safe. Now, what I'm up against is these lunatics that run these cities, and mostly major cities, San Francisco, Los Angeles. I love some of the business owners in San Francisco that were really getting mad at what the electeds were doing. And I just started laughing. You voted them in. I have no sympathy for you. You with your liberal ideologies and everybody should live and let live. Well, they are. And they're doing what you voted them in to do. They're letting them live in the doorways of your store, crapping on the stairs to get up into your store, peeing out in front of your store, maybe even camping out and you can't throw them out. You voted them in. And you won't vote them out because you're stuck in your ideology. That's your fault. I say the same thing to Republicans about certain things. But the Democrats are worse at it. For some odd reason, you have a fear, such a fear of Republicans. Why? Because we have rules in most cases. We want to live by those rules. And if you think the Democrats have rules, then explain Chicago, New York, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles. I mean, help me understand. In Los Angeles, you had diseases coming back that hadn't been here in decades that we had eradicated for all intents and purposes. But it wasn't a Republican. It was a Democrat mayor and council that decided that, you know, we'll let them crap pee on the lawn there. Because, you know, in the hot summer, in the heat of the day, when that crap starts to turn into dust, and then the wind picks up, and it blows it into the air, and you suck it into your lungs, what do you think happens? That simple. So back to my... So as a police officer, right? And the electeds aren't sticking up for you. They're actually making your job harder. They're cutting your pay. They're cutting the money that comes to your department to protect yourself. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, the people, the city voted these guys in. Where are you? Why aren't you in the city? If you don't like what's going on, you riot the street, so to speak. You go and hang out with the cops. Okay, there was a story I read about just recently. You probably could find it. About a black woman, you know, saw everything that was going on. She was in the supermarket. She says she was in prayer that morning, and God told her, you know, you need to reach out to the police. You need to reach out to the police officers in your town. Because it's all of, you know, God is all about love. Right? Ultimately, it's all about love. And she said she was having a hard time with it. And then she was at the supermarket. She walked out of the supermarket, and right there in the police car parking space was a cop. And the cop was a white cop. And she was like, oh, Lord, you have such a sense of humor. And she walked over. She said, you know, she could tell he was, you know, a little apprehensive at first. But she knocked on the door, on the window. She said, can I talk to you? And she said, they just got to know each other. That was the conversation. The conversation was, I'm sorry. It wasn't, I'm sorry for what you're going through. I'm sorry. None of that happened. It was just, hey, I live in the neighborhood. You patrol the neighborhood. Let me tell you what I'm about. And then tell me what you're about. She learned a lot about him. And then when she told him that her kids were now afraid of police, he said, may I go speak with them? And he spent another 20 minutes or half an hour with her kids to show that he's a human being. Right? That's what we need to do more of. That's what everybody needs to do more of. Let's talk to each other. And if you don't agree with me and I don't agree with you, so what? Finish your lunch and we can still shake hands and go away friends. Or pseudo friends. Show them a senior house. Don't go far. We'll be back in a bit. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and, you know, get involved, get engaged. It's okay. Get informed, right? Because I say it to you all the time, and I'm not trying to, well, actually, I am trying to beat it home. I shouldn't say I'm not, because I am. You can't be a victim of the last conversation you had. I didn't go further with it, right? You just stop. Just stop spewing what the party tells you to spew. Or what you just read on your favorite website or something like that. Test it out. Make sure it's real. Make sure it's true. That simple. Test
You know, I've been screaming about some of the social justice stories and what's going on and what have you. And to give you an idea, if you were listening last hour, I had Kevin Jackson on. He's on a movie called Bleeding Blue. And we talk a lot about how, you know, the police are lied on. And just all the nasty stuff that's going on towards them, that the left is putting on towards them, the hate that's spewed on them. And within seconds, Facebook popped up with a warning and has muted parts of the video. Which is why I keep telling some of you who listen to the show and going to Facebook, stop. Go to my website, therealside.com. You go to the website. I've got the videos up there. You can watch them in their entirety. Nothing has been, cut out of it. No commercials over the most important parts. We just don't operate like that. They're going to keep us from getting our message. I don't care what you think you're going to push through. You know, if there was any chance that Congress could make a difference, the big companies would be bowing down to them. They would be cutting out what they're doing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Hey, it seems that Donald Trump was right, but you know, the beauty behind it is that I've been saying this for years. I've been showing you stories for years as well. Democrat New Jersey officials have been arrested. No, that can't be true. Democrats don't partake of voter fraud. They're charged with mail-in voter fraud. That's right, and this is nothing new. I know, if this stuff surprises you, I'm concerned about you. Authorities have arrested and charged Democrat officials over a mail-in election fraud scheme in New Jersey. Now, criminal charges against four individuals have been filed by the New Jersey Attorney General's office. They engaged in voter fraud with mail-in ballots. Now, listen, everybody's kind of making fun of the president and Vice President Pence, you know, that they mail theirs in. Yes, they're called absentee ballots. You actually have to apply for them. You actually have to fill in the paperwork. What California's doing is sending ballots to everybody. And frankly, sometimes they're sending two and three ballots to the same house for the same person. How does that happen, do you think? Now, California won't respond to it. They won't respond to how it's happening or how they think it is. They don't care. So if I get three ballots, I'm voting three times. How do you like that? Not really, but you know what I'm saying. If they're giving me three ballots and they've got it all together and they tell me nothing can go wrong, why shouldn't I vote three times? Shouldn't they be able to block the other two? Two Patterson, New Jersey councilmen, along with two men linked to a councilman's campaign, have been charged with mail-in voter fraud, election fraud, and illegal possession of mail-in ballots. Gruhl announced that the charges at the press conference, warning that if you try to tamper with an election in New Jersey, we will find you, we will hold you accountable. Well, I hope that's true. I hope they do. We will not allow a small number of criminals to undermine the public's confidence in our democratic process, he added. The investigation was launched after hundreds of mail-in ballots were found bundled together in a mailbox in Patterson. Now, some of you remember me talking about it. Some of you don't. Here in my little town, big little town, I found a big plastic bag filled with, and I mean filled with, ballots. That's right. And I purposely, you know, took pictures of them in the middle of the intersection, right? And I went even further with it. I didn't just take pictures of them. I videoed myself picking them up and then putting them in the mailbox. Somehow, I don't know how, this plastic bag of ballots fell off the back of a mail truck. And I've never seen that. This was in the middle of the intersection. They were being run over and everything. Now, I purposely posted it up on Facebook with the caption, "What could go wrong with mail-in ballots?" So the hardcore lefties, they didn't say, "Well, hey, that was good of you to pick those up and put them back in the box." Because it doesn't matter who you voted for. Your vote should count one way or the other.
No, that's not what they said. How do we know you put them all in there? How do we know that you didn't do this? How do we... It's like, just shut up. I didn't even respond to any of them. Because it shows you how ignorant and hateful they are. See, that's the hateful part. They can't see past anything. And that's why I videotaped it. For that reason. And when I put them up on the... Yes, I was smart enough to black out all the names when I put them up. But just, I knew exactly what they were going to do. Before they even did, that's how predictable they are. And apparently recently the New Jersey AG, he announced election fraud charges against them all. About time. Now, Shaleem Khalik is the brother of Patterson City Councilman Shaheen Khalik. This Shaleem and Shaheen, the elected official behind the city allowing an Islamic call to prayer. Isn't that funny? And again, I'm going to say it again. If that was a Christian call to prayer, the ACLU would be there screaming. The Freedom From Religion freaks would be there screaming. Why are they so afraid of the Muslims? Why don't they speak out? Why didn't they bring suit? It's not a slight on Islam. It's not a slight on the Muslims or a Muslim person. You want equal access? Well, so do I. Okay? I want to call to prayer every Sunday morning in that same town. The charges allege that Jackson violated state election laws when he collected mail-in ballots from the voters in recent city council elections. Jackson, according to the charges, didn't identify who he was when he dropped off the ballots. He actually took unsealed ballots that had not been filled out and delivered them sealed to the Board of Elections. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials are surveying the damage in North Carolina when then-Hurricane Isaias made landfall. It smashed boats and downed trees and power lines there, killing at least two people. Governor Roy Cooper.
Damaging winds and likely tornadoes spun out from the storm, including one in Berkey County that tragically killed two people and sent about a dozen others to the hospital.
A total of 5 deaths are blamed on the storm. Millions of people are still without power. There was a powerful explosion in Beirut, Lebanon. At least 78 people were killed. President Trump said it appeared to be a bomb.
Our prayers go out to all the victims and their families. The United States stands ready to assist Lebanon. A very good relationship with the people of Lebanon, and we will be there to help. It looks like a terrible attack.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You listen to Real Fellow GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. I mean that. I mean, I want you to be part of the solution. And some of you, you know, you come up with these stories or whatever, and you're grabbing them from, I don't know. I don't even know where you're grabbing them from. I like that. I go looking for them sometimes when I hear some of you, you'll send me an email to talk about something, or you'll send me some information. I can't find it anywhere. So send me a link from now on. You know, really, that simple. Just send me a link. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Like, as I like to say, part of the solution as well. So some of you, you know, you want, what do you want? You want some positive feedback? Right? You want some positive info? College student paints a Black Lives Matter over a tribute to the NYPD officers. Right? So here's the somebody had decided to paint a blue light, well, not Blue Lives Matter, I guess, a blue stripe in support. So that's positive, right? I mean, they a little blue stripe down one of the little cement islands there at one of, in one of the New York intersections near New York City College. Now, you know, you look at it and you say, "Okay, Joe, you're okay with defacing public property?" Well, I figure as long as De Blasio and the rest of them are okay with defacing public property, well, then what the heck? Especially when it's a positive thing. Now, as would always happen, one of these little snowflakes was just so upset about it. So upset about having to look at that blue line. That they went over and they spray painted Black Lives Matter over the blue line. Right? Because she couldn't handle the pro police. Now, in the wake of George Floyd's death, this is what supposedly sparked all of this. Right? I'm not so sure I believe that. I believe these people were ready to go with anything, to anything they could launch onto. You saw the, some of you may have seen, some of you may not have seen the video today that showed the whole incident with George Floyd. Now, let's be clear. Putting one's leg or one's knee on someone's neck until they die is not acceptable. So now that we're on the same page with that, I can move on, right? But George Floyd was giving those cops a hard time from the minute they pulled him over. He looked like he was on something. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. He was having trouble breathing, sitting in his own car, so he said. He would not get in the police car. And as you heard Kevin Jackson just say, a black man, the bottom line was that if he just did what he was told to do, he would probably be around to spend the millions of dollars he might have sued him for. But again, in all clarity, the cop had no right to put his full weight on his leg, I mean on his neck, with his leg. You just need to think this stuff through sometimes. It you know, it's easy to rile up the crowd. That's an easy one to do. Local artist named Scott Lebedo spent 2 hours in the summer sun painting a thin blue line on the road as a sign of support for the LA, for the New York PD. Right? He spent 15 years supporting New York PD with his artwork. The thin blue line, which often appears across the center of a black and white striped American flag, is widely recognized to commemorate fallen officers. It's intended to symbolize the relationship between law enforcement and the community. I mean, these cops have died for black and white alike. For Asian, for tall, short, fat, thin. They don't just go, you know, I love to say they want to get rid of the police department. Well, when these things happen, who are you going to call? When 9/11 happened, who's going to run towards the buildings? Because we saw people running away. Right? The person who painted Black Lives Matter over the thin blue line only gave her first name as Skylar. Right? Described herself as a local news to the local newspaper as a 21-year-old college student. She said she did it because she found the thin blue line to be offensive. You know? And she says she doesn't feel by writing Black Lives Matter doesn't mean that all lives don't matter. So then why can't you write, if that's true, why didn't you write Black Lives Matter and then give it a 2-foot space and then write White Lives Matter and give it a little space and then write Asian Lives Matter and give it a little space, if that's truly what you meant? But it's not. We both know that. That easy. Lebedo, who did not respond to requests for comment in time for publication to this local, you know, news source, received a notice from the New York City Department of Transportation to remove the thin blue line or face legal action. He refused. It's unclear whether the student received similar orders, right? So you think the person who wrote Black Lives Matter, you think that they'll get a notice in the mail? I'm asking because I'm curious more than anything else. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always find this stuff amusing. I know some of you guys think I'm whacked, and I probably am a little bit. But I find this stuff amusing, and mostly because you look at it, or you have to look at it, I guess. But you look at it, and you can see the blatant hypocrisy behind both. Right? You can see the blatant hypocrisy behind the... Well, we heard it just a few minutes ago. When we had Brad Dacus on a little bit back. About some of the rules that don't apply or apply to churches, but nobody else. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, again, we're talking a lot about the elections coming up. And a lot of you feel that Trump has it. Great. I'm glad you feel that way. I'm glad you have some kind of inside, what do you want to call it, crystal ball, that is telling you that everything's okay. But I'm going to give you a little bit more information you need to know. If he doesn't get the Senate, if he doesn't get the House, or keep the Senate and get the House, and actually he needs to set up by a few more votes, and he doesn't get the House, it's four more years of this craziness. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, 5562. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. So, you know, I heard a story, I just grabbed the back end of it. I'm really kind of curious, is the state of California wants to go gender neutral in all their publications, legal, how you file in court, that kind of thing. So I have a question, if that's true, I have a question. The if you're going to do that, how do you sue for discrimination towards women? I'm asking for a friend. No, seriously, how do you sue because women have been discriminated against? Right? You can't. It doesn't make any sense. Eight five five real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, actually, if we want to get down to it. I started to tell you about this earlier, but I didn't finish it. I probably won't finish it now either, but I'll try. Gun-toting Christians have to guard colleges because the crosses, or the Antifa, don't like the crosses. I wonder why that is. Just curious. Strobe is in your house. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I really do mean that. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're involved, that you're engaged. Really, seriously. We were talking about the gun-toting Christians who had to guard crosses from thugs. They openly admit, remember, not me, them, they openly admit that they're thugs. They openly admit that they're Marxists. Right? I mean, I'm telling the truth here. We all know I am. And this comes right from them. This isn't us reading into it, if you would. So the only way to stop Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Marxists, And frankly, any radical group that want to destroy America is to stand up and fight. I've been saying that for years. Stand up and fight. And that's the central theme of Todd Starnes' book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. Yes, I know how much you love that. When people of faith stand up together, we can stop the jihadists. We can stop everybody. That's what happened in Eugene, Oregon. Hundreds of Christians turned out over the weekend to protect the giant cross on the campus of New Hope Christian College. Antifa claimed the cross is racist symbol. They plan to either deface or tear down the cross. You notice these guys, everything is racist. You know why that is? Because they're very low-educated people. They probably don't even know how to spell racist. But it sounds good. And that's what they've been taught. Because you let the left take over the education system. So there's one of two things going on. These are actual thugs. This is the only word they know that they think they're going to be able to get away with stuff. And they have in some of the Democrat areas. Now, the people who showed up are saying that, well, we're tired of this and we're not going to stand it anymore. The New Hope Bible College President Wayne Cordiero sent this statement to the Register. Back in the 20s, several wooden crosses were erected in Skinner Butte, or Butte, an area known for racist activists by the Ku Klux Klan and other racist groups. The wooden crosses were replaced by a giant cement cross in the 60s. In the 70s, local residents rededicated the cross as a memorial to war veterans. So, yeah, that means it's racist now. It was relocated to the college in 1997 after a federal court ruled the cross couldn't stand on public property. New Hope Christian College points out that their cross has nothing to do with racism. The cross is actually a powerful symbol of abundant hope, unconditional love. Isn't that funny? These people are so ignorant. I mean, seriously, I know atheists that believe in the teachings of Jesus Christ because of the love and what they propose to be tolerance. When word got out that Antifa had plans to tear down the cross, hundreds of people responded. Some had guns. There's a strong core of people standing for what's right. This kingdom business and the church has to be awakened. Well, they're right. Now, the cross there is still standing. So whoever went out to do that, take care of it, or move on it, they did a good job. They did the right thing. I've been telling you that forever. Like David Horowitz comes on the show, tells you it's time for guerrilla warfare. Some of you applaud. You clap your hands. You go, that's great. Right? I've been saying that forever. Enough with acting like gentlemen. They don't. And you will lose. If you go into a fight, it's why the British lost, basically. They went into a fight played by the Marcus of Queensberry rules. And we were playing guerrilla warfare. That's how we beat them. I shouldn't say that. We didn't just beat them. We tore them up. Think about that. We beat the most powerful military force on the planet at the time. With a ragtag team of people. God bless them for being ragtag or whatever they were. They didn't have the right clothing. They didn't have the right ammunition. They didn't have a lot of the right stuff. But they fought because they had it in their heart. They knew what they wanted. It's no different than, you know, winning a race here. Right? I mean, many of you, you know, when you run for Congress, you're running for whatever you're running for, it's a lot of work. Right? And you have to be up to it. You have to be wanting it. You have to be willing, truly, to give up your life for a couple of months. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, you ESPN freaks. I'll even go one step further. You Christian that are ESPN freaks. If somebody in your family, right, made fun of your brother and sister. I'm talking somebody outside your family. Made fun of your brother and sister. Okay? And I mean made fun of, ridiculed. Made to look like a fool. Would you really allow that to happen? I don't believe you guys would. I mean, I don't believe many of you would. Would you stick up for him or her? Them? Whatever? Would you sit back and just keep your mouth shut because, you know, you don't want any trouble? Because, you know, we see that happen all the time as conservatives, we don't say anything. Really that simple. So an ESPN host mocked the injured NBA player who refused to take a knee during the anthem. On Monday, he posted a poll that asked his followers if it was funny that a guy who refused to take a knee immediately blew out his knee. That was put up by Dan Levitard. Oh, lucky it is the family show. The ESPN radio host of Dan Levitard show. He was referring to the torn ACL injury Magic forward Jonathan Isaac. He suffered on Sunday night. The injury is serious. He required a wheelchair on the court. Isaac made headlines as the first player in the league to stand during the national anthem. Now, he said he does believe that Black Lives Matter, but he also refused to wear a BLM shirt. Because he doesn't believe in everything they stand for. Very few people, when they join clubs or join causes, believe in it in 100%. Isaac told a Bleacher Report, I think when you look around, racism is the only thing that plagues our society. Right? We have a lot more going on, a lot more plagues in our nation and in the world. He said, I think coming together on a message that we want to get past, not only racism, but everything that plagues us in society, is simply the gospel. Wow. Can you still say that? They wrote it. That's the big thing. His decision didn't sit well with some of his mainstream media. He quickly became fair game for mockery. Levitard's vitriol was directed at a person who questioned the country's acceptance narrative, and no doubt his radio career won't be affected at all. But they love these people. Disney owns ESPN. They don't come after these people. You know, Jimmy Kimmel, the late night host. Remember the Marin show? He's never apologized for that. I mean, seriously, think about it. He never has. But he's still on. The Man Show was all about, you know, half, you know, almost no clad, clothes clad women. Wore blackface, made fun, talked in the kind of black vernacular. Now, Levitard later apologized for the poll question. And he said that he noted while on the air that well, he didn't think it was funny either. Well, then why'd you say anything? Really? Now, Jonathan Isaac puts out a tweet, whatever the thing is called. It is well. He said, thank you all for your prayers and concerns. I'm encouraged. Remember, our God is not just a God of hills, but a God of valleys. My comeback will be greater than my setback. And I stand on that in Jesus' name. Now, it's funny how the left can say anything they want to and not take any heat for it. Right? He says something like this. You watch what happened. He just put it out. Regardless of the context, you missed the mark. We took the tweet down when we realized our mistake and posted a different question to the audience. Right, to get their mind off the stupid thing you did. Right? Yeah. Isaac's appearance to be turning to his faith during the brief career setback. He took to Twitter to announce or actually put out a positive message. I think it's great. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. You will need it for later use. Pick up our app. Not easy. Just head over to the Android store, the Apple store. Pick one up. God bless all of you. And thank you for listening. And thank you for being, you know, old-time listeners, if you would. We'll be back tomorrow. We're here every day. Join us. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.